You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Hello, this is Leroy McQueen, and you're listening to Out of the Pan on 3CR.
Ha 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 ha. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, and 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thank you for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the intersection of the contested lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples, and we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Big hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in today from whichever lands you are on, and all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her. Welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited, to ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to listeners of all cultures, national backgrounds, and all that sort of thing. And I'll tell you why that's relevant and why we played that opening track in a second. But if you have questions or queries, we do love those on this show, you can get them to me by all the means of communication. And how we do that is you can email outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456751215. Look for posts on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So. And that's the bottom line. And posts on Facebook, my page, Sally Goldner, Out of the Pan, 3CR, 855 AM, Melbourne. And the postal address, PO Box 1277, Collingwood, 3066. Any opinions that I express on the show are strictly my own. Don't believe there'll be any content notes, at least not in the first half of the show, but I'll give you the content notes later on. Now, why did we open up today with Herb Albert's Zorba the Greek? And why did we do that? Because coming up very, very soon, and we're going to find out exactly when, is the AGMC Multicultural Fair. And joining us on the line to discuss it is the president of the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, Shelley Kapathis. Welcome, Shelley, to Out of the Pan.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me in. Great, great song. Loved hearing the Zorba as the opening into the show.
Well, we like to make the guests feel at home. I mean, you could well be at your own sort of home at the moment, but your ears are at home as well. And we've got to say hi to all the fab people like John from Greek and Gay, whom I think might have enjoyed that as well.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Well, people who are Greek and Gay or LGBTIQA plus, all sorts of intersections could be enjoying a fabulous event that you want to tell us about it. That I'd love you to introduce and tell us what it is and when it all happens.
Thanks, Sally. Yeah, on the Friday the 7th of August and Saturday the 8th of August, we're really excited to bring the AGMC Queer Multicultural Carnival. It's going to be held at the Victorian Pride Centre. So the Friday night is a bit of a launch sort of event that we've got, where we have a range of different performances, multicultural performances, from Korean drumming to Latino performances to Indian cultural dance, and that's the Friday night. And then on the Saturday, we have more of a carnival day where we've got a whole range of community stalls. So lots of different LGBTIQA plus multicultural organisations will be there to really talk to community about some of the work that they're doing, as well as having more multicultural performances, as well as some art and a panel discussion and more cultural dances. So we're really, really aiming for this event to be just a time to get together and celebrate, and a time to get together and have some joy with each other and really support each other's cultural identities and faiths, and learn about different cultures and cultural identities and faiths, and have a good time. So we're really excited that it's only 2 weeks away.
Absolutely. Only 2 weeks away. Gosh, it's coming up fast. I mean, you know, these are important times to, you know, I love the idea of joy and celebration. Can we have enough of that? Never. Bring it on. And I think, you know, I feel like for lots of reasons we need them in this time. And so, yeah, very, very important that we do that. Just in case some listeners aren't aware, perhaps it might be also worth, you know, sort of saying exactly sort of what we'll say, what, where, who, and how, when, how the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council was formed and what its function is.
Yeah, it's AGMC has been around for about just over 20 years now, and it did start from a group of university students, so queer, multicultural, multi-faith university students got together and formed an organisation, and then over the 20 years, it's become a peak body for LGBTIQA plus multicultural and multi-faith community. So we have a national committee, and some of us are based in Victoria, and we've got some committee members in New South Wales and South Australia, and we do a range of different events and research and advocacy. So, you know, sometimes we're talking with ministers and we're really advocating for the needs and the challenges that are coming up in community at the moment. We're also love to be able to partner up with universities and be part of really important research, which, as we know, helps to dictate and support policy makers. And we also love to be able to do community engagement events such as this as well, so such as this carnival. So it's been a big 20 years, and I'm really thankful for all the people who have been on the committee over the years, a lot of the people from the sector who have really contributed to AGMC and it becoming what it is today. And anyone can get involved. We have a membership base as well, so if people are interested, I think our memberships are about $22 a year. So, you know, and all of that goes towards being able to support the community to be able to put on to be able to put on events and sit at tables where we can advocate as well. So that's what we've been doing. We're completely volunteer led, and we are, a lot of us have, you know, our day jobs, and then we have, you know, this work that we're doing on top of it as well, because we're all really passionate about elevating the voices of queer, multicultural and multi-faith communities, and supporting the, there's a lot of, like, especially over the years, there's become more and more grassroots LGBTIQA plus multicultural groups like Greek and Gay, and we've had Queen Muslim Nam, and we've got Nusantara, and we've got all these new and evolving community groups that we love to be able to connect with and support the work that they're doing. I know there's another organisation, Our Point, which supports international students, you know, queer international students. So
yeah,
there's lots happening in the community, which is really great, and it's really great when we can all work together for the greater good.
Oh, look, absolutely, you know, that when we can get together and do all these things, certainly, and we always need, in my opinion, you know, sort of the more detailed the research we can get. Yes, we need the great research that covers, we'll say, the, for lack of much better words off the top of my head, the proverbial broad brushstrokes of the rainbow, but you know, sometimes we've got to drill down a bit, and so understanding where certain cultures you know, sort of might be at, you know, for whether they're perhaps not, you know, sort of progressing towards valuing all the intersecting diversity, really, really important. So yeah, doing great work, and yes, it is over 20 years already. As I like to say, as someone of significant lived expertise, I do remember back then where it formed and the conferences down at St Kilda Town Hall. So been doing a lot of great intersectional work for a long time. And yeah, you're also, just to say, one of your great leaders, of course, a past LGBTI Victorian of the Year in Judy Tang.
Yeah, Judy's been, she's done some great work for with AGMC, for AGMC, you know, years ago when she was president. And I think she was president during the same-sex marriage plebiscite and did a lot of advocacy work during that time as well, and doing some wonderful work with the Victorian Multicultural Commission. So she's a great support to many LGBTIQA plus multicultural and multi-faith organisations and groups.
Yeah. So this sounds like, you know, a huge, huge, you know, huge event, really important. And I've had a question in from a listener, and now this is really, in fairness to you, sort of right off the cuff, so to speak. I apologise in advance for that. And if you don't wish to comment on it, it's fine. The email from one of our awesome listeners, Jenny, reads, Football Victoria banned spectators from some Preston Lions Football Club home matches this week following an outbreak of highly offensive anti-Greek and misogynistic supporter behaviour. And there was some, and it occurred between a match between the Preston Lions and the South Melbourne Football Club, and they're associated with different multicultural communities. And so the question is how, from Jenny, is how... she'd love Shelley's thoughts, on the issue and how we combat sexism in grassroots sporting codes, as well, along with homophobia and racism, and I'll add in, biphobia, transphobia, interphobia, queerphobia. So, as I say, that's a right off the cuff, but I think it's, I hope that if you don't wish to say anything, that's fine, but if you do, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I had... I've sort of followed it a little bit in the media recent, and I did see it, and it's always really disappointing when I always feel disappointed when I see that stuff still coming up. And I think that I'm not sure exactly how to combat that, but I think the more that we can do to support communities and elevate the voices of communities, hopefully when those things do happen, that it becomes insignificant. You know, it's kind of like balancing it out and sort of being able to put more into, I wish in a way that, there would be more, promotion of the great work that's happening in communities and the great work of women and queer community and gender diverse communities and, it is a difficult one, and it is a good question because it's a question I think that we just need to keep up asking, like, what is it that we can do, because it does have an impact on the wider community.
Yeah, look, definitely. We just need. I think there's not enough. My personal opinion, if it was up to me to answer Jenny's question, is I just think it's about, for starters, a few thoughts, promoting positive values about respect and inclusion and taking responsibility for choices, all that sort of thing. Preventative type of stuff is good. The lived expertise coming in, but I do remember in the early 2010s on the queer front, we had, campaigns like No to Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia, and the Beyond Blue Left Hand campaign, and maybe we need those. They're probably not, in some quarters, in inverted commas, populist at the moment, but I do think, we've got to try to get back to some of these because, I'm going to sound a bit get off my lawn, but, I was brought up to treat people with respect, take responsibility for myself and all that sort of thing, and I'm not seeing enough of it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, and I think, you're right. Being able to back those campaigns would be, I think, a great start and a great starting point as well. So, Yeah.
Well, we can do all of those things. We can, be proactive about, promoting positivity. But one thing, once again, that, because I know you're short on time, is that, we have this great positive event coming up at the Victorian Pride Centre in a couple of weeks. Just once again, run through the details and all that sort of thing on the upcoming multicultural fair.
Yeah, Yeah, well, if people want to, it's a free event, so if people would love to come along. And it's for people of, you know, queer, multicultural, multi-faith communities, but it's also for allies as well to come along and be part of this. And, you know, allies are, you know, very important at the moment. So we definitely have it open for allies as well. And we have it on our agmc.org.au. On our events page is the event, and you can register a ticket through our Humanitics. It is free, and, you know, we'd love to see lots of people come down and support queer multicultural communities, especially in a time where it's been quite challenging for many, many communities. And yeah, we'd love to see that support, and looking forward to getting together. And like you said earlier, Sally, just getting into the joy. You know, it's important and it's needed at the moment. So that's the aim of this event will be.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing. I'll make sure that I put a link to both the event and to the Australian GLBTIQA Plus Multicultural Council in the podcast so people can get along there. And, yeah, just wishing you, well, all the fun and joy in 2 weeks' time. And I, as I always say, I'm in awe of anyone who can be involved in event organising. So remember to breathe in the next 2 weeks while you put the last pieces in place. But I'm sure it will be a huge day. So, yeah, have lots of joy. And thanks for your time. And have a good afternoon to Shelley Kapathesis, who's the president of the Australian GLBTIQA Multicultural Council.
Thank you so much, Sally. Have a good day.
Bye now. There it is. Yeah, and some important points raised by Jenny. And Jenny, I've got your next questions to come up in the after we just have some more multicultural type of music and queer and multicultural. Here's a former Eurovision contestant, Dana International and Diva. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Plus Pride Victoria is a not-for-profit organisation dedicated to equality and justice for multigender attracted people, including bi, pan, regardless of label, or no label at all. We organise community events and advocate for better policies and services. iPlus Pride runs discussion groups which offer a safe and fun space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your sexual identity, and provide peer support. iPlus Pride is especially keen to hear from multi-gender attracted people in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to iPlus Pride are tax deductible. For more information, visit our website at biplusprideVic.org.au, email info@biplusprideVic.org.au, or find us on Facebook or Instagram.
A 3CR supporter.
I'm bisexual.
bisexual. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au. And 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Dana International and Diva, which seems appropriately internationally multicultural type of stuff to play. But we will also play some Australian music in the second half of the show. Well, it seems that following sort of the show's, well, I have to say almost sadly segues a bit during today, because following from the questions to Shelley about roundness, issues in local roundball / soccer football, Jenny is also, honestly, not intended. It was just going to come out. Is on the ball, another issue, and this time in high level Australian rules. And that was the situation at where a last year a player, and I've got to get this detail right, Isaac Rankine, called a Collingwood player a very homophobic slur, which I refuse to repeat on this program. The player was Collingwood player Isaac Quaynor. And Quaynor was booed again this year. Now, you don't boo someone for standing up to queerphobia. Is not on. And, I just think that's really, it's just really poor, and if people are somehow trying to, in some way saying, trying to say something like, is that really an issue? Shouldn't we just be talking about the game? And I'm sorry, Jenny, I haven't caught up with the apparently inadequate response from the Crows coach. I'm just trying to madly multitask as we speak. Been a bit on the go myself, but I'm obviously aware of the gist of the issue. That's not good enough. I mean, and it does link in to what we're talking about with Shelley earlier. We need allies, and people have a right to stand for diversity. And, also just want to acknowledge, Jenny, your response from Shelley, which was also shared by Sherelle Moody, a former queer media reporter, by the way, who's now, of course, doing great work combating femicide. We need to be combating these things. And as I said, I just feel like, we're not doing enough to be consistent across diversity. This is my personal take on it. I just don't see any point in putting someone down for any part of that person's sense of self or doing that to a whole group of people. It doesn't add any value. Now, we can go into, you know, all the sort of what I call, psychology and psychiatry of why people might do such a thing if it doesn't make any sense. But they do. And whether it's, sexism all that sort of, whether it's sexism, racism, homophobia, transphobia, it's just simply not on. And people say, what about my freedom of speech? Well, I would think if freedom of speech is so precious, why waste that on putting people down? Now, as I say, I don't see the logic. You do something just because you can. Well, I don't want to think where that ends. Oh, I might just drive through a red light today, or I might just go and kick someone's car windows in. Of course, I'm not saying you should do that, but that's the sort of thing that I think is where we have problems with this individual freedom stuff. As I say, I just think it's gone, too far, and we need to, swing the balance back, so to speak, to being, to things like respect. And I think it needs statements from people in positions of prominence and influence to take up that leadership on all the things that are happening. And, I got the incident about the Preston Lions one. Yeah, really, really poor. Is sport macho? I mean, it probably, does it tend to that? Can it tend to that? Yes, it can. But really, so many things seem to do that. I want to be careful not to make generalizations about sport or any football code or any type of sport. Is it just this societal issue that seems to exist that misuse of masculinity, misuse of power, so many things we could talk about. But as I say, I don't see why anyone would put someone else down, even if that was a right, even if that was a freedom, why do it? There's my thoughts. Welcome all our listeners' thoughts on all the lines. And I forgot to mention the SMS line, I think, earlier, 61456 751215, as well as the social media platforms, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and the posts on Facebook. And I also forgot to thank Tess from Out of the Blue, diving deep and getting, as she likes to say, very salty with all the marine news. All right. Let's now have, as I said, some Australian music from the 80s. Here's Ice House from the album Sidewalk. And, stay close tonight. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. And we just heard from Ice House from the Sidewalk album and an underrated album track from a great album. And Stay Close Tonight, Ivor Davies, one of the great Australian musical contributors. Let's just check in on the message lines again in those immortal words. It is all happening. If we're feeling a bit sporty. I just might do that again. It's all happening here at 3CR. The tension, the drama, the buzz, the crowd, the atmosphere, which is what you'd hope it would be. But, unfortunately, these things happen at sport. And Jenny's... You must have a day off today, Jenny, from working on Sunday. It's always under the guise of blokey banter, especially in sports. That is a fair call. It's always that, it's just a bit of a laugh. I didn't mean it to be offensive. I used to, in stand-up comedy, used to do, it's time now for the footy panel. I'm blokey bloke number one. I laugh at my own jokes. I'm number two. I laugh at mine too. And they're not funny, as we know, but it is under this guise of, it's a bit of a joke. There's the old saying, it doesn't matter how you meet. There's the old saying, it's only a joke when both parties are laughing. And, you know, sort of, it doesn't matter how you mean it is all very well, and it really doesn't matter. And it should be pointed out that when it comes to areas of life covered by anti-discrimination and anti-vilification laws, Section 10 of the Victorian Equal Opportunity Act says, quote, motive is irrelevant. It doesn't matter how you mean it. I mean, which is obviously necessary because, you know, if people, you know, try ask, you know, the defendant in an anti-discrimination case was asked to prove motive, they'd just say, well, I didn't mean it to be offensive, or worse still, if it, God forbid, it was, you know, 1960s and 70s sexism, and a guy, and, you know, which is where a lot of anti-discrimination law, the need for it started, and you had some guy saying, oh, I touched that woman in an inappropriate place because I thought she was hot. I didn't mean it to be offensive. Well, we all know that's, of course, not appropriate at all. So it should be pointed out that it doesn't matter how you mean it. You've got, again, it's about thinking about how someone would reasonably take it. And then let's use that, you know, I won't repeat the word used in the homophobic slur by the against the Adelaide Crows player, by the Adelaide Crows player, I beg your pardon, a few months ago. You know, it's just, why? I just don't understand it at all. So, that certainly wouldn't have been funny or positive or anything like that. But as I say, it doesn't matter. Just, can't people exercise restraint? You know, take responsibility for the responsibility, to quote the late great author Stephen Covey, for their own choices. Not that hard, as I say, in my book. this is not necessarily sports roundup. Coming back to some performing and artsy stuff, which is what we cover on all, cover everything queer on this show. And yeah, not choking on blokey dust either, except I am. Another issue that's been in the news the last couple of weeks has been the situation up in Sydney of the closing, of a queer friendly theatre and its productions. This leaves me bewildered at the double standards here, that, you know, the church in question was deconsecrated many, many years ago. So it's not really a church anymore, which is the first thing needs to be brought in. It was there for public use. It was there for, use, and it's became used by an LGBTQ plus arts pop-up. And, there was a great, article, only yesterday, in The Guardian, which I think looked into this in good detail. Which is headlined, "It took months for an LGBTIQ plus arts pop-up to resurrect an old church, but just 3 days to shut it down," by Kat Wong. And Divine Playhouse apparently is now considering legal challenge and discrimination complaint after religious protests turned the venue into a, I hate this term, culture war. To me, culture war is just a made-up term, because there's no such thing as a culture war. It's people disagreeing, but of course, hey, let's have certain elements of media and anti-diversity type of people, you know, make up in vague emotive terms. Gee, that's never happened, has it? The article says it took months of love and care to make an empty building come alive, but 3 days to tear it all down. The Gothic signage and queer absurdist art for Divine Playhouse had to be removed and placed into storage. A vibrant mural had been whitewashed, and the church, which had been empty for a year, opened on 8th of July with a year-long permit. But religious groups then protested its opening and asked the government to withdraw its arts grant. because the landlord asked the promoters heaps gay events to cease engaging in offensive trade. Well, first of all, I'm not a lawyer here, so I'd better be careful, but I think the question will be considered, no doubt, is arts, which has greater freedom, offensive, and then their lease was terminated. Well, if they've stopped engaging in the alleged offensive trade, why would their lease be terminated? That would be another question that needs to be considered, at least. They had to vacate, clear the space, and it has, according to Kat Dopper, the promoter and founder of Heaps Gay, has said, quote, "It's not just about Divine anymore, it's about censorship. And if they walk away, the so-called religious groups will just get stronger and more powerful and louder, and they can't allow that to happen." And I find it interesting that for years, and I'll be fair, elements of religion, have a go at, I'm going to say here, sexual orientation and gender identity, because some, even of the more extreme religious groups, do acknowledge intersex existing, which may be surprising, or they have in the past at least. But so they're allowed to say all sorts of horrifically disrespectful, inappropriate, inaccurate generalisations about, I'm going to say, LGBT. But the moment someone, does something that's, again, in an arts form, they have, some elements have a hissy fit, being this group the Christian groups Fit for the Kingdom and the Prodigal Sons. Well, kingdom, gee, a bit patriarchal, in line with our earlier conversation there, Jenny. Funny about that. Have come in. I'm multitasking here, which I shouldn't do, but the ADHD meds and the coffee are working. And Jenny said, love your fair call analogy too, bad pun accepted. And the accent is hilarious and funnier than Dave Hughes these days too. Well, thank you, but I have to say it's probably not harder to be funnier than Dave anymore. Somehow he's lost his way. But yeah, this whole idea that, it just seems one-sided, that, elements of religion have a hissy fit when people give it back to them. Well, maybe both parties could say, if you don't like it, don't give it out. But humour and arts, as I say, are different to what might be considered other forms of debate. So, yes, it's really been a very messy situation, very poor thing, in my opinion anyway, that this has been handled the way it has. And, so drag queens dressed as nuns. Is that really so offensive? What are some of the other things? It has to be sent up. Now, one of my friends knows about a comedy event lampooned a court case about whether an organisation was religious or not. And festival event had to be so careful about what it did and not be too close to the truth. Otherwise, they would have been sued. I mean, double standards on individual freedom. It could go to the Australian Human Rights Commission. It could go to the federal court. Also, there's, is it New South Wales law that's involved, or federal law, or both? Divine Playhouse is busy looking for a new home. And I'll also try to get links in for this if I can find them. Divine Playhouse is looking for a new home. 18,000 people have signed a petition. Well, I'd better get in there as well and do that. 41,000 being raised to cover artists' fee, pay for lawyers and fund the move. I do hope they get somewhere, but the mural's gone. And also there'll be a fundraiser show for cancelled artists and the protest. So please, If you can, if you're up in Sydney and are able to get there, do that. And I did notice, actually, the fabulous, busy homosexual Dean Arcuri, who happened to be in Sydney, joined in a protest about this. You're the man, Dean. Very, very good. A few more messages from Jenny. Positive news. A local MP issued a statement against the group, along with Jed Kearney, the Assistant Minister for Women's Health. And I think that's in relation to one of the football events. Elliot Page, brilliant in the film The Odyssey, yes. And Jenny gives it the highly recommended. Jenny Pomerantz gives it at least 4 stars. Worth watching 3 hours at IMAX. There you go. And, The Wrap. Elliot Page, just what a man, the first man, trans man, sorry, to be on the cover of Time magazine. A fabulous human. All right, I'd bet to just do a couple more messages and then wrap up the show. It's been, as two comedians said, a packed program. I'll come back with the news. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Tune in to Imitating a Nightingale every Sunday at 6 p.m. for experimental music from Melbourne and beyond on 3CR Community Radio.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Thank you for supporting 3CR, Federation of Community Legal Centres, and also thanks to Go Kindly, who I forgot to thank earlier, for sponsoring this program, and really appreciate their support, all the supporters of 3CR. If you think you're an ethical organisation who wants to support 3CR, get in contact with our station manager via email or phone in during business hours. That's around 9 till 5, Monday through Friday, public holidays excepted. Things what are coming up, as a friend of mine used to say. You heard earlier also that the online buy discussion group is this Tuesday. I've got to stop multitasking. This Tuesday night around 7:25 for 7:30. Check out Humanitics for Buy Plus Pride Victoria, and also the Buy Plus Pride, said the committee member of Buy Plus Pride, the social media posts for on Instagram and Facebook. And Jenny has said, you know, that the ball is always in your court with your show, Sally Lowell. Have a good week. I shall have a good week. I'm doing some exciting things at the moment. I'm actually involved in a student film as the only person, the only cast member, which is very, very interesting. I can't say more publicly. I don't think I'm going to end up in Hollywood just yet. Part of the props is a cup of coffee, which Melbourne Latte Belt Wanker coming up here. It was made of instant. But we will, when all the cast and crew were a big Hollywood people, we're going to auction it off milliliter by milliliter on eBay. Instant coffee in Melbourne? Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, we'll be buying an island off, the coast of the Yarra. Anyway, enough of that. There are lots of good things going and lots of queer cultural stuff. I should mention, the bi discussion group, as I said, is this Tuesday night as well. What else? Oh, gosh, just about out of time. Freedom of Species is coming up at in a few minutes' time because they've got a great show, as always, and they are talking today about a great topic. I also just want to quickly mention now, and watch out the Bi Plus Victoria socials, they're looking for Bi Plus stories, which I think, in my opinion, we definitely still need. So I'll put a link to that across all the socials as well for Out of the Pan. Trevor and Lottie are in today doing a show on antinatalism and veganism. So on Freedom of Species, rotations at 2, Queering the Air at 3, Salaam Radio Show at 4. I think I've got it all covered. I was going to say, there's lots of things about, I could actually bring in very quickly a wrestling reference and say that there seems to be a tendency in wrestling to address everyone as "hey fellas," which it's not the "hey guys" thing that bothers me. It's what it can mean. What do you miss if you think everyone's guys, is my approach to that. I think I got it all covered. Freedom of Species, Bi Plus Stories, Bi Plus Discussion Group on Tuesday. We'll take it out of here today with Hunters and Collectors and appropriately a track, being busy and making it all happening. It's The Way to Go Out from the live album of many years ago, The Way to Go Out. 3CR 855 AM. Thanks for listening into Out of the Pan. Stay difficult and stay happy. I'm Sally Goldner and I'll catch you next week.
This one's called The Way to Go Out in Melbourne.
Full of beer, and the way to go out was in a bottle of fear, and a body of anger and